bodybuilding world will never be the same. Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
I'm not Sean Ray, I'm Bob Chick. Sean Ray is off for today. He's got some business to attend as his daughter and his wife are returning. They've been working on one of those reality series shows, and I believe they got done wrapping up filming, so Sean is out and taking care of business. However, I am your host, Bob Ciccarello. I will be taking care of business. Of course, the business tonight is ladies' night. Chick chats with the chicks. Say that five times. And lots of stuff going on. I'm just returning from the Branch Warren Classic, the 7th annual edition of the event. Of course, our IFBB Pro, Branch Warren out of Houston, Texas, putting that one on, along with his partner in crime, Mr. Brian Dobson. And a great event it was. Sold out auditorium. It's at a sports complex, kind of a mini expo. They've increased this a lot over the years. They've got anything from strongman to arm wrestling to all kinds of different events. CrossFit was there. This place was jammed to the walls. Anybody who's seen that, we tweeted out a picture from the stage, standing room only. So I think Branch is going to be looking to bump that up next year, perhaps to a big venue type thing with a hotel attached and all that stuff. But I tell you what, the business of bodybuilding is alive and well down in the great state of Texas. Hats off to Lee Thompson and his crew for putting on an excellent event. Everybody knows Lee, co-host of PBW, my old buddy Dan Solomon over there running that show consistently, and had one of the head IFBB judges, and of course the Texas district chairman. As that was going on, the Southern States was happening. That one down in southern Florida. Peter Potter, longtime NPC cohort and show promoter. Peter's been putting that on for as many years as I can remember. That's a big show. That's probably close to 400 plus, if not more, and runs late into the night. Lots of different divisions out there. So congratulations to Peter for another excellent event. And next week, the NPC and IFBB trains continue to roll. July 20th, the Teen Collegiate and Masters Nationals in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gary Udit putting that one on. Lots of pro cards on the line. That is a huge, huge show. So if you're in the Pittsburgh area, I definitely suggest if you want to go getting your tickets early, that will be a sold-out event. The host hotel, I'm told, is already sold out, so you may want to look up some information on that at GaryUdit.com. I will be traveling, however, to the other side of the earth, the LA Championships, another John Lindsay production being held in Culver City. This is a huge event. The LA, of course, the precursor to the USA Championships. That one needs no introduction, of course. My co-host for the event, the lovely and talented IFBB Pro, Ms. Chrissy Chin. She'll be standing next to me on the stage, prettying it up. That event is definitely one to keep on your calendars. People who generally do well at the LA usually go on to do well at the USA. So the caliber of competition, as you can imagine, is not small. It's a big, big show. John Lindsay, of course, everybody knows in this business, promoting of 12, 13, 14 shows now in the area. And of course, the USA Championships. Now the USA will be the following week, July 26th and 27th, that of course in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's been for many, many years. It was there when I won the competition back in 2000. Seems like a eternity now that 13 years have passed. But I tell you what, it launched my career and will launch many others, many pro cards being handed out at the USA Championships. And of course, the prestigious title, as me and Sean keep going back and forth on this for many years now, of Mr. USA, the most sought-after title in amateur bodybuilding. I'll also be hosting for the first time ever, a former Mr. USA has hosted the USA Championship. So I appreciate the microphone from our good friend John Lindsay, and it's going to be quite the time out there. In between the LA and the USA, I and my lovely wife will be staying out in LA. I'm going to be making some rounds of my old stomping grounds. Of course, Gold's Gym, going to see my old buddy Dave Borlay down at Max Muscle. We'll be getting some training in. Of course, a few Bob Bowls will be had at the world-famous Firehouse, and we're actually going to do some Hollywood-type stuff. Lived there for 8.5 years, never did a damn thing out in Hollywood. So we're going to be staying out there en route to the USA Championships. That will be a sold-out event a few times over, and history may be made in the making. We're projecting over 1,000 athletes for the first time in NPC history at any one given event. We'll see if we break that record. If not, I tell you this, it's going to be real, real close, and it's going to be real hot out in Vegas. It's ladies' night here on MD Radio. We'll be coming back. Three of the best in the business, Daniel and Bailey, the one and only Antatoni, and of course, the Amanda Latona. All coming up, we'll start it off with DLB after the break.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
But one of the guys that gives a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. All right, we're back with Bob Ciccarello filling in for my good friend Sean Ray. He is out taking care of business, getting his daughter back from that hellhole that we call reality TV. Sean can fill you in on all the details of that, but his daughter, a budding star of TV, and if you've ever seen her perform and dance, I tell you what, boy, this kid's got it going on. All right, we're back, and it's ladies' night. That's what I've created here tonight. What else better from a guy named Chick? So we got three of the best in the biz tonight, but we're going to start things off with one of my favorite personalities in the sport. Nine ladies have qualified for the first ever Women's Physique Olympia. That, of course, will be making history this year at the Olympia weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. The point standings are led by Mindy O'Brien. Now, you're going to recognize that name. That's right. It's the same Mindy O'Brien who was top five in the world in Olympia fitness, but she has changed over to physique and leading the point standing, so fully expecting that she may punch her ticket also. But there's one name missing that we haven't seen. That is your first ever women's physique pro. I'd like to welcome my guest, the DLB, Danalyn Bailey. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's good? Why is your name missing? It's not on the list of people who are qualified. It's not in the point standings. You were the first one to actually get the title, as I announced it myself.
I haven't competed yet this year. I haven't really had time. This is the second weekend in a row in the last 5 months that I've been home. Every other weekend I've been in another state, another country, and I love it.
Now, what's all this travel about now? And you say you got a lot of travel, and obviously people keep up with it. I know you do a lot of appearances for your sponsor company, MHP. I'm sure you want to give them a little shout-out.
Yeah, definitely. MHP brings me a lot of places, and just Rob and myself, like, people just ask us to come over. I've been, I guest posed over in Denmark, so we were there for like a week. We were over in England, and then just every other state in America, just traveling the world. I'm a world traveler now.
Well, from what we've been now, everybody follows your stuff, like I say. Everybody sees you at the shows, you know, the interesting thing is you've kind of carved your own niche into this women's physique thing, but haven't really competed a whole bunch in the women's physique division. So how's that been working for you? I mean, are you feeling an obligation to compete, or is it something that's still on your radar?
I love to compete, but I love my fans. And to me personally, competing is more of like a passion. I like to do a hobby like that I like to do, and my fans like to see me go through that, but they also like to see me in person. So I see it as a better opportunity to travel and go meet my fans in person than to, like, prepare for a show where I'm, like, dieted down and miserable and, like, not as energetic. So I really like traveling. it helps promotion-wise. I mean, for MHP to have me at their booth and promotion there and just being places and having my face places is better for not only my company, but for MHP as well.
Well, take me back 3 years ago, Dana. Your life was obviously about 180 degrees different, but if you could tell everybody what you were doing 3 years ago and what the future looked like, because it certainly wasn't traveling the world in an Airstream and meeting and greeting fans. So what were you doing 3 years ago?
Well, 3 years ago, we were trying to do the same thing by our own means. I didn't have a supplement sponsor. We hadn't started Flagner Sale yet, but you know what? Every show that we could drive to that was in driving distance, we made it there just so my face was there. And we did videos. We put out videos nonstop, and that's how you market yourself, and that's how you get known. And I didn't get known just because I was a competitor. There's so many girls out there that compete, and I don't even know all of them. I've never seen their faces. But for me personally, I feel like it's better business-wise and promotional-wise to just be out there and meet your fans. That the fitness world would be nothing without them, and I would be nothing without them. So I like to try to meet as many people as I can. And it's really fun.
Well, there's no question about that, but clearly you didn't grow up wanting to be a women's physique pro in the IFBB. So if you could tell all the listeners out there, what's your career look like? I mean, you were, if I'm not mistaken, you were a teacher?
Oh, yeah, I taught for 6 years.
forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah, I was a helping phys ed teacher, and it just started, like, once I think this is, like, my second year. I've been out for a year and a half now. So once we started Flagner Fail and I got my MHP sponsorship, like, had all these obligations to go all over the place, and I kept, like, calling out sick for the Arnold. I was like, I'm going to be out Friday and Monday. It was starting to get way too much. So Flagner Fail was doing well enough, and Rob was, like, drowning in work, so we decided, like, hey, I think we can make enough money and we can make this work. Just come help me. And we did it together. And now we have like 15 employees. Like, this is our third warehouse. And
wow. Well, yeah. Now talk to me about the idea. Now, where did the idea come from to promote a line of clothing? And where did the name or the idea of Flag Nor Fail come from?
Well, we were down on our luck at one point of time, really struggling with money. We made some business endeavors that didn't really work out, and we ended up financially really on our butt. But Flagner Fail, well, Rob has always screen printed. We always had a press, and we used to go to like local car shows and stuff. But we actually had a different name. It was like Broken Text. And then we came out with Flagner Fail. And the first time we started doing Flagner Fail is, well, people don't know this, but we did, like, pre-sales. They didn't know they were pre-sales because we didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a couple tank tops and printed them, put them up for sale, and then when people bought them, we're like, oh, cool, now we have money. Now we go buy them quick, print them. And that's how we started. We started out of our garage. And the whole idea behind Flag Nor Fail comes from a no surrender, no failure. Flag stands for a white flag, so a white flag means surrender. So the nor makes them both negative. So it's sort of like a no surrender, no failure. I will never quit. And that's sort of the mode that we were in and where he got it from, because...
Well, isn't it like an old Ben Franklin quote or something? I mean, it's a much longer quote. I know that much. About
there is a long quote involved. It comes from Winston Churchill. It was like a Churchill, but it's a lot longer than just Flagner Fail. It was a inspirational thought that he got from that.
Sure. Well, but I mean, I'm guessing now, I've only met Rob a few times, and he seems pretty cool. But I'm guessing he probably doesn't read a whole lot of Winston Churchill in his spare time. So where did you guys first stumble on the idea to say, hey, why don't we put that on shirts?
A quote book. He used to read quote books because neither of us are, like, big readers. I don't even remember the last time I read a book, and he doesn't read books. And just happened to pick up a quotation book because quotes, like, they're little short little things that you can read that inspire you in some way. So he was reading a quotation book, and that was one of them.
How about that? So and the rest is history. Flag Nor Fail went up on some tester shirts, and then, like you say, you've been able to move it out of the garage, and I understand you guys just put your first warehouse up.
Yeah, we just bought, so we're no longer renting. We bought a 40,000-square-foot humongous warehouse, so we're going to be running Flag Nor Fail out of it. We're going to actually have a performance car specialist. So we have a auto body shop. And we're not doing, like, oil changes and that kind of stuff. We're just going to build, like, monster cars. So it's going to be crazy. So we have our performance car section. My whole job every day is finding equipment because I'm going to have a gym in there. Not really open to the public, but
sure.
It's going to be the gym that we train out of, we do all of our videos out of. We're going to be holding a lot of seminars, like weekend seminars there, so that will be fun.
Well, not that you ain't busy enough, but speaking of crazy, I understand that you have purchased an Airstream RV, basically, for those who don't know, it's kind of an old-school-looking, big tin can-looking thing, and you're going on the road like Willie Nelson now, like, because you ain't got enough things to do. You decided that you will throw your hat back in the ring, and you will be on stage in Tampa. That's coming up August 9th and 10th, the PBW Championships, Tim Gardner Show.
Yes, I'm very excited because it's been over a year since my last show. I did New York Pro last year. I did the first show, Desert Muscle, then New York. Neither did quite that great, but I'm excited to get back up there. I'm also working with George Farah, so see if that makes any difference.
Let's talk about the difference. Now, what changes do you feel like you need to make? What's the goal, first of all? Is the goal to merely get your face out there for the fan base and obviously, you know, keep pace with your roots? Or is it to win and go to the Olympia? Where are you at?
I mean, I would obviously love to get to the Olympia stage. I mean, that's everyone's goal. I mean, I don't just compete. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be my goal. I don't have the time to do like show after show after show and get points and do that whole thing. So I have this year. I'm only doing one right now that I know of. So I guess have to win it.
Right.
So I don't give myself too many chances, but I mean, that's the ultimate goal for physique is to get to that stage. I would love that. But, we'll see what happens.
Now, what do you think of the direction of women's physique? Obviously, it's in the Olympia this year, so things are definitely looking up. I know a lot of the girls are excited to finally have an opportunity to be at Olympia weekend, of course. And just as you made history as one of the first pros in women's physique, maybe you can also make history as the first Olympia winner.
I mean, that would be awesome. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm very hard on myself. But, I mean, yeah, that would be a dream come true to get up there, but again, we'll see. My whole goal is just I want to come to Tampa and just bring the best me I can possibly bring.
Well, let's talk about that for a second now. What is the best that you can bring in Tampa? And obviously, like you said, your last outing wasn't exactly what you were looking for. You know, a lot of people obviously was hoping you'd place higher. What are the changes that you're going to be bringing to Tampa in order to get yourself into the winner's circle?
I mean, I've been killing these freaking legs forever. Naturally, I just hold everything in my legs, all my water, probably all fat. Just so we're trying to right now working with George. He's switched my diet like 360 degrees. So everything that I would normally do for a show, I'm doing the complete opposite, and I'm seeing awesome changes. So I'm hoping
it makes a difference. Listen, you're a teacher, but you got to switch at 180. If you switch at 360, you're back where you started.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I wasn't a math teacher. I was a gym teacher.
I'm no math teacher either. It's in the same vein as my old coach telling me to give 120%. I can never quite figure that one out either, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the duck face.
Oh, the duck face. That's my stellar
move. Calling card.
Yes. Well, I have many faces. I have the.
I know we've actually we've done interviews before. I've actually had you invent new faces on the spot. So, are we working on any new faces?
I've been really good with Predator. Predator face.
I like
that. Yeah, it's more of like a weird cheesy with the crinkled lips. I do Elvis pretty well.
Elvis is good. I like the Elvis. Yeah. You got some great. Now, you know, we have a lot of fun with that. I know you catch a lot of flack on that, you know, on the internet and all that stuff. But it's all part of the shtick, isn't it?
Yeah, I just like to have. What people don't realize is I don't really care what anyone says.
Right.
I just like to have fun. I don't take this seriously. This is probably the best job of my life is doing what I do, and it's just really being myself. I make videos, I meet people, and I just have fun.
There you go. Well, like Cyndi Lauper, that's what you do. Well, we'll see if you're having fun. You're going on tour, I understand, that funky Airstream cooler. Tell us about it.
Yes, our 1972 Airstream, we bought that, and we decided, like, hey, I'm going to do a show. Why not do a road trip to the show. I don't think anyone's really done their last week of prep out of an Airstream, so...
No, this will be a first, that's for sure.
I think it's a first, so we will obviously document the whole thing. So we're starting in New York City, and I can't actually give you a whole lot of details about that, so, yet, because it's still underway, and then we're going to make our way to New Jersey, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida.
Well, where can people follow this progress all the way up until the Tampa, the PBW Championships? Where can they find out more information and keep tabs on where you're at?
Well, we'll definitely update our Facebook pages, both the Flag or Fail and my athlete page. And we also will be doing blog posts on our Flag or Fail site, which is www.flagorfail.com. I'm still working on picking gyms out, so we'll hopefully have our tour date, gym, and schedule out hopefully by the end of the week.
Cool. All right, Danny. Well, appreciate you stopping by and updating everybody on what's going on in the fabulous world of the DLB. We will see you online in your Airstream and on stage at the PBW.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. All right, Dana, thanks for dropping by. With that, we're going to take our second commercial break. When we come back, the one and only Antitoni after the break.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number 4, energy.
Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Come on! Who are you? I still you! It's going again! Come on! Shh! Right?
Yeah!
For
for the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm
the truth and these other All right, Bob Schick filling in for Sugar Sean Ray. He is out taking care of some biz today, so we've turned it into the ladies' night here at MD Radio. We just got done talking to the DLB, and as you can see, she's quite the entertainer. Got all kinds of crazy stuff going on, a 1972 Airstream RV that they're going to be taking off in and getting ready for a show in it. That'll be interesting. So you guys can watch all that action, of course, at the MD forums. But we're going to turn the page. No stranger to the Olympia figure stage and four wins on the pro circuit. Her third trip to Vegas, winner of the Chicago Pro just a few weeks ago. My good friend is joining us, the one and only Ann Tattone. What's up, Ann?
Heidi-ho, how are you?
Yo, Heidi-ho, I like that. It's very Disney-like of you. What's happening? You got a rare week off. No show for you this week. What's up with that?
Oh, my, I know. Well, we judged the Springfield just this past weekend, and then the weekend before was Chicago. So it's a busy weekend this weekend, and I really wanted to hit up Pittsburgh, but my house is just a ransacked garbage, and my dogs, I think that they would probably just die if Mommy and Daddy were gone. Both of us were gone again for one more weekend. So I'm going to
Yeah, well, for those who don't know, you're obviously busy competing. Your husband, Jack, and my good friend out there busy judging and putting on, you guys put on what, three shows now, four shows?
Four.
Four shows now, yeah. So, I mean, busy promoting and living the dream, as we call it in the biz. But, I want to give a little background on you for those who don't know. I mean, all they see is Ann Tattone out there winning every show. She steps on stage and going in the Olympia and all that stuff. But just a few years ago, really, I mean, life was kind of threw a big curveball to you. For those who don't know, you were in a car accident that literally left you in a coma, punctured lungs, the spleen half hanging out, and they had to replace your hip, so you're like the $6 million woman over there.
I don't know if it's $6 million. Might be like five and a half.
Well, maybe, yeah, you got a little discount at the hospital. But so the big accident, I mean, obviously you got screws and rods. I mean, you'd never know any of this looking at you on stage as you're winning your last show in Chicago.
Well, actually, I guess it was the second year I started competing. I do have a big scar on my hip that I actually had scar revisioning done to it. So that was one of the steps that I took when I started competing. So I think it hides pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, literally, you'd have to look for it. You know, it looks, I'm sure, much better than it originally started off. But, you know, like I say, life throws you some curveballs, and that's a major one. But is there any residual from that? I mean, do you have any pain? I mean, does the hip give any problems? I mean, you wouldn't know by looking at you.
Well, yeah. I mean, the longer I go into training, and I mean, I've been competing now since 2007, and so, which I'm still kind of a baby to the sport. But you know me. I go hard and I go heavy. So I don't mess around. And, you know, that just leaves a little ailment to your body. And when it's already damaged, you know, it just kind of adds to it. So, yeah, my hip really bothers me still. It was my hip. It was dislocated on one side and it was fractured on the other. I had a compound fracture femur bone, which went up through my hip. And so that whole leg, I get real bad shooting pains into my knees. And you know, I try not to complain too much about it because I know that every one of us have our demons and, you know, have been through something or another. And we just do what we got to do to get it done. That's what winners do, right?
That's what winners, well, you're certainly, keeping up your end of that bargain with winning. And I do know you very well. And you're not one to take a whole lot of time off. You've competed in over 34 shows since 07. That's you know, NPC and IFBB, but you don't take a lot of time off, do you?
Not too much.
No.
If I take too much time off, I'm scared I'll get a little too far off. So I've got to play it safe and just stay in the circuit.
Yeah, well, me and Jack were going back and forth because I wasn't really in favor of you competing in Chicago, and it wasn't because I had any doubt you would probably win. It was more like, you know, doesn't she need a break, Jack? And he's just like, look, man, that's what she likes to do, you know? She likes to be in shape. She likes to compete. She likes the preparation process. And, you know, I mean, obviously things went your way. A great showing in Chicago. A lot of people saying that may have been your best look to date.
Is that right? See, I beg to differ. I don't know. I still lean towards that first win in Tampa. That was my first pro win, and I honestly just try to emulate that look at every show, and I don't feel that I've actually hit that again, but I do try to improve at every show, whether it's, you know, to my physique or my presentation. You can always change and improve something. That's what I try to do.
Well, speaking of improvements, Anne, I mean, you know, you don't have to look too far. If you just look, you know, 2 years ago, you know, maybe going into that third year, you were doing okay, but, you know, like I say, I think people have short memories. You have made tremendous improvements to your physique. You know, for those who think you just kind of, you know, stepped in as the golden child and, you know, winning all these shows, you know, just a few years ago, if you looked down, you know, 12th, 14th, 11th, you know, you're kind of on the outside looking in, but then all of a sudden, you know, you made some improvements. What did you do to turn your physique around? You've been in the top five. If you take out the Olympia last couple of years, you've been in the top five of every show you've been in for like the last 11 shows.
And the Arnold. Take out the Arnold.
Yeah, well, take out the big boys. I mean, those are always separates. You know, they're a whole different animal. But, you know, listen, being top five in your pretty much your last dozen shows is impressive. But what changes did you make specifically to get yourself up into the winner's circle?
Since day one, I was always, they say, your legs are, you need a bigger sweep. And everybody knows that there's a psychological thing to competing, and once you get that negative in your head, you're constantly striving to make it the best that it can be, and you almost wonder if you're ever going to make it just exactly what you want. So my legs have really come up since I started competing. I think most obvious what people see in my pictures is my waist is much smaller than what it was, and, you know, that just has to do with making smarter choices in my training. I'm a firm believer in wearing a weight belt, and anytime I touch a weight, whether it's biceps, which I don't normally do a lot of, but back, shoulders, legs, I don't touch a weight without a weight belt. And then, you know, just obviously bringing up your back and your shoulders a little bit, it just all fits together. So it's just hard work.
Well, I'll tell you what, the hard work has paid off. And yeah, the waist is tiny. I mean, it looks like somebody squeezed you in the middle, you know, and everything kind of went to the top and the bottom. And so, you know, hats off. I mean, and I know Jack's been instrumental in, you know, helping with that training and then kind of overseeing what you do. So, yeah, you know, Jack's a little intense out there.
He is, actually. But I actually started training with Bombshell. It was right after my first Olympia in 2011. I started working, and my waist had started to come in 2011. Just Jack was my trainer from day one, and I went to my first Olympia. And then, you know, we started promoting so many shows, and he has a lot of clients himself. So we just felt like it would just be in my best interest if I started, you know, working with someone else, and I have a good relationship with Shannon and Rob, and I believe in a lot of what they think. So I did sign with them, and then just their different way of training and their different dieting, my body has just responded to it that much better, and my waist just got smaller and smaller. So
well, you signed with Bombshell when?
I signed with Bombshell the end of 2011 after my first Olympia.
So contrary to pop, now, you know, I hate to take out the conspiracy theorists, Anne, because they're so prevalent in our industry, but so contrary to popular belief, actually, you know, you were still kind of working your way up when you were with Bombshell, so you didn't sign with them and then just win your next show, correct?
You know, I will say this, Bob. Let me tell you something. People will, yeah, you're right. There's conspiracy theories. People will say, well, if you're with Bombshell, you get this. If you're with FMG, you get that. And, you know, none of that is true. I mean, you know, Bombshell, I started doing better when I was with Bombshell because my training was different and my dieting was different. You're right. When I first signed with them, I was outside of the top 10 still.
Yeah.
It's, you know, whatever people want to believe is what they're going to believe, and you can't change anyone's mind. I know in my heart of hearts, and I know that pictures don't lie, so they speak for themselves.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously, that yeah, I mean, you can look at pictures, and obviously you see the changes. You see, obviously, that, you know, for those that know you personally know that you've trained very hard to overcome, you know, again, some pretty good obstacles. I mean, I don't think people know the extent that this accident kind of, you know, you literally have, you know, rods and screws and an artificial hip put in. I mean, that's something to say, but, you know, for those who have the excuses out there, I think you're a great role model to show some of these girls that, look, man, if I can do it, you know, you certainly can too.
Now, it's funny that you should say that, because that's actually what I've lived my entire life by. You know, I come from a Leave It to Beaver family, so it's not like I was hurting when I was a kid. My mom and dad are, like, mm-hmm. I would argue that they're the most supportive family, you know, for this sport. So I came from a great family background, but, you know, that's just what I've always believed. If you can do it, then I can do it. If she can do it, then I can do it. She's just a person. I'm just mm-hmm. a person. If you want something bad enough and you really, truly want it, nothing will stand in your way. And you will go out and you will get it one way or another. And that's just kind of what I base life on.
Well, I had the good fortune of meeting your folks at the Chicago Pro, and I tell you what, they are some great folks. They were excited, and we had them down there in the front, you know, they kind of looked towards the VIP. Your father was there with a big bag of popcorn like he was watching the new movie that just came out. They seemed like some genuine down-home folks, and they were loving life and watching that show. It had to be special for you.
Oh, most definitely. They actually saw me win in Kentucky, which was really cool. But they're very supportive. They came to the Arnold to see me. They've seen me compete in several different pro shows. They've come to Vegas to see me compete in the Olympia. They've went to Columbus to see me at the Arnold. You know, I'm extremely blessed. I really am. There's nothing short of being blessed. That's all I can say.
It looks like you're blessed with a third trip to the Olympia and coming up. I know you've got just a little bit of time off because you always stay in pretty close to contest shape, but the goal has got to be, I'm guessing, for you to get in that top six of the Olympia.
You know, I'm the caliber of competition at the Olympia obviously is top tier. I am extremely honored to just be standing on stage with these ladies, to be surrounded by them and be in that echelon of competitors is, you know, beyond being honored. But I am going to be bringing my A game. I ain't going to say anything short of that. I'm going to be on my game. I'm giving it. You said you don't know how you can give 120. Well, watch what I bring to the Olympia. That'll be 120.
I like it. Fighting words from Antatoni. That's what I want to hear. A little fire in that voice.
I got plenty of spark.
That you do. All right, Ann, well, thanks for visiting up with us and you know, kind of catching everybody up on what's going on in your world. And we will see you in 2 weeks at the USA, along with Jack, of course. So
I will be at the USA's, and I'm also going to hit up Dallas Europa and be working for the Beauty Fit booth, which is my sponsor. So I'll be at a couple shows, just maybe not standing on stage.
All right. Well, everybody keep an eye out. Beauty Fit, our good friend Jimmy Mentis putting that on, so you guys can all visit Ann in Dallas, of course. And, of course, brand new stuff from our good friends, the Tatonis at Hydrolyze Ultra. You guys can check that out, of course, on Facebook or Google it up. You'll see, but some great new products that you and Jack have put out. So, Ann, congratulations for all your success, and good luck to the Olympia.
Thank you so much, Bob. You have a great night.
You got it. Thanks, Ann. All right, we're going to take our last break when we come back. Oh, man, only one, and they broke the mold. Amanda Latona coming up after the break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Yes. Your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other... All right, Bob Schick, filling in for Sugar Sean. He will be back in the seat next week as we've got updates from all over the country. The L.A. Championships, John Lindsay's big show down in Culver City, that coming up this week. I will be there, of course, with my lovely co-host Chrissy Chin. We'll be entertaining the masses on that. And then, of course, it's off to the USA, the most prestigious amateur title in the land. And speaking of which, I am not the only USA winner on this show tonight because my next guest won it all in 2009, earning her pro card and one of probably the most popular bikini champion. Amanda Latona joins us. What's up, Amanda?
Hey,
hidey-ho, Bob.
What's that? That's the second hidey-ho I got tonight.
Yeah,
actually, one of the other girls
used
that. You got to come up with something else.
Kind of stick with that. I figured, you know, that would be the theme of the night.
Well, it's that Disney background you got, you know, all that stuff. But what's happening, girl? What have you been up to? Other than you won your last show, a lot of people, a sneak attack. Nobody even saw you coming, but there Amanda was in the winner's circle at the Greater Gulf States, Luke Tespich's show.
What a great show. That was one of the best experiences I've had. The juiciness, top to bottom, what a great show. It was fun. I mean, I love the venue. It was so cool to actually have the show, the actual, you know, inside the hotel. And I was, like, in my hotel in, like, 15 minutes before, like, chilling in my room, you know, doing a couple last-minute tweaks in my posing. And then I just walk right downstairs, go on stage, call it a day, and that's how we roll. What a great, you know, I think we're out there by like 8:30. I was probably at dinner at 9.
Yeah, they split it up nice, and the two nights kind of had a ladies' night, and then, we were eating, actually. You, me, your mom, we had the whole crew out there, so that was pretty cool.
But yeah, we were eating by what? Like, I don't even know what it was, 10, maybe? 11, the most?
Well,
I mean,
the hallmark of any competition, of course, is always based on how fast we're eating.
Exactly. How much me and Bob don't go catabolic during a show, it's kind of how we based on how well it went.
Well, Amanda, you keep busy. I know you're in Vegas, originally from Pittsburgh, if I remember correctly.
That's me.
But obviously you're in Vegas land these days, and so you're not too far from the Orleans Arena. You will be back on the Olympia stage. What's that going to be feeling like?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Speaking of Orleans, that's so funny. I just got back in from, I was just to Canada yesterday. I came in, and my mom was off, and so we did a little trip to the Orleans, played some slots, I got to say, and every time I'm there, it's crazy because it's just instant memories. It's cool that I could, like, literally just be chilling out in the casino. It always reminds me of the Olympia, so it's nice to go down. You know, I get some vibes. I go in, I walk around the Orleans, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I visit
It just screams Olympia now, you know?
It screams Olympia, that's all. So I go in there and I, you know, walk around, bring my competition heels, and, you know, just
walk
sure
around in your bikini. That would be kind of interesting.
Just walk around. I get accustomed, acclimated is what I do.
Yeah, well, can you get acclimated to the Olympia title is the question, man. You got a lot of support out there. You seem like you had a little, you know, Ann, we were talking about her having a little fire in there, you know, competing and all that, but it seemed like you had a little fire going there. Looks like you got a little mojo back.
Yeah, I think so. Well, now it's, let's see, I ended my last year off 2 wins, and then the win from this couple weeks ago. So now I'm like 3 wins going in off of from when I qualified. So I'm really, I'm looking forward to Olympia this year. You know what I mean? I think I want to at least be. I know you're asking Anne where she wants to be top 6. I want to be at least top 3, Bob. I really do. I'm going to set my sights high. Why not? You know, I go into every show trying to be my best. So I'm really looking to do good there. You know, Diana is not in it. She's always placed in front of me at the Olympia. Sonia has always been in front of me at the Olympia. So, you know, it's a couple girls that at least I've got a couple spots there opening up. So I'm taking advantage of that. And, you know, I'd like to personally thank Sonia for being pregnant. You know, I will be handing out aphrodisiacs to the top, the rest of the competitors. You know, however way I can get a title, Bob, I'm not going to say I'm not going to take my chances.
Hey, short of a baton to the knee backstage, you know what? You do what you got to do. That's all right.
That's what I
got to
do.
Honestly, Amanda, there's people at the Greater Gulf States that thought that the package you brought there was Olympia worthy. I mean, you've certainly got a great fan base, of course, and I know you've been with BSN a number of years, so you've had a good time being out there, of course, representing their products as well as yourself, but there's a lot of people that think you should be the standard of bikini.
That's awesome. I'm grateful for that. So I really do. I have a great, great support system. And, you know, I got 7th last year at the Olympia. I was disappointed with that, you know, because I always want to move up. You know what I mean? And I know that I had, you know, co-hosted with you the year before. So my only other Olympia was a 5th place. Of course, you don't want to do better than 5th. And to get 7th, I'll be out of the top 6. I was disappointed with that. So that's why I use that to just, you know, motivate, you know, the shows afterwards, to motivate my training for this year, and to bring in, you know, I think, you know, a nice, which I was called, I guess, you know, full, like I said, I look healthy, so a lot of people thought this was my best, which is good. So I'm going to try to do that same exact thing. That's why I didn't, you know, stay on diet which I did last year, and I was kind of, you know, I get smaller and smaller as the year goes on because I keep doing shows, so I gave myself a little break, and, you know, and I'm, we're, you know, 11 weeks out, what, this Friday, so I'll probably start, you know, really back into it serious, like, this week with a 10-week, you know.
Now, with bikini, as most people know, I mean, it's a little bit different, obviously, than bodybuilding. It's a lot of it different than bodybuilding, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Do you make improvements solely for yourself? Because it seems like something that you could bring yourself 100%, but it's purely by the panel of what they look. So, I mean, is it something that you actually think, geez, I got to improve this or that, or just I got to bring myself in and hope they go with my look?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Because I don't know, what am I going to do? You know, cap my delts out? I'm not going to do that. I can't really come in, you know, do more crunches because it's harder for me to train for bikini just because I love weightlifting. You know, I'm always a gym rat. You know, I've said I would lift like a guy, if, you know, a man's bodybuilder. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, that's kind of what I grew up on, is just loving being in the gym. So for me, I've been preps working with Kim where, you know, he's like, no arms, no chest, no abs. And I'm like, what the freak am I doing, man? You know what I mean? So I actually have scaled down my training because they don't want, you know, a six-pack or a ripped book, whatever. So that's almost where it comes a little more challenging, to bring in a full physique, a feminine physique. You want to be muscular, but you want to be able, you know, you don't want to be too hard. You don't want to be too soft. You just want to be nice and tight. So I just I just give my training my all, and I kind of, you know, let Kim deal with the rest of it. And, you know, and he's my trainer / therapist, so, you know, I'll call in one day and be, oh my gosh, Kim, my weight's not moving. He's, Amanda, just calm down, you're ready. So basically it's just trying to, you know, you take every prep and you just learn from it. So I'm just learning that, you know, I can't let anything, you know, I'm not weighing myself. That's the one thing I learned. It's just, you can't be on the scale, and because I think that will mess with you. You wake up, if you're not, like, weights going down every day when you're training for a show, especially Olympia, I swear it will, like, mess with your whole day. So I'm just like, I'm not getting on the scale. I'm just sending my pictures to Kim. I'm training, and then the rest is, you know, just, we're just going to enjoy the process. Because I'm excited, you know, it's the Olympia, you know, and
sure.
I'm excited about it. I've been wanting to be in the Olympia before there was even a bikini Olympia. So every year that it's there, I love that it's, you know, right in Vegas. It's 10 minutes from my house. My family can be there to support. And I said the supporters that we have, we do the whole weekend with the starting, you know, Thursday meet the Olympians, you know, and then I really, really look forward to that show. So,
well, I'll tell you what, when you get done messing around with this bikini stuff, well, let's just let you loose and you can go in women's physique.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
I'd love it, man. I think it'd be great.
Oh, Bob, what are you doing to me? Goodness.
Come on, listen. When you hang up the heels, listen, you go crazy in the gym. You love the train. You want to go crazy. Great, let's do it, man. I'm telling
you. Let's do women's physique. Well, you know, then I can have my own routine, my own posing, and then I can bust out the split, which, you know, I do want to always bust out every year, so that might actually be where they come out. They come out, there you go.
I'm telling you, I think whatever your last bikini show, I think you hit a big most muscular before you go off the stage, and that's it. That's your entrance into women's physique.
That's my entrance. This is it. I'm going out with a bang, guys. This isn't the last you've seen of me. Wait for me next.
Women. Oh, man. Well, you know what? The craziness continues, but I tell you what, you got one of the best personalities of the sport. Everybody knows that. We can't wait to see you on the Olympia stage, Amanda.
I can't wait, Bob. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear your smooth vocals.
Baby. Like Barry White up there.
I always look forward to that every year. So hanging at the Olympics.
Nobody should be surprised if this booming voice says that your next Bikini Olympia winner is Amanda Latona.
That would be the greatest day of my life, Bob. I'm still going to hold on to that. My hopes of that. So.
All right, baby. Well, thanks for coming by and updating everybody on what's going on. We're out of time for this week. I want to thank my guests, Amanda and Ann Tatoni and the DLB, for coming down. We'll see Amanda on the Olympia stage in just 10 weeks' time.
Yes,
so,
baby.
Best of luck with
we'll
your prep,
there,
sweetie. We will catch up with you around the corner. Thanks to all my guests. For Sugar Sean Ray, he'll be back next week in my seat. And we'll see everybody next week. We'll be coming back from the L.A. Championships, and then it's off to the USA. For everybody here at MD Radio, this is Bob Chick. We're out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.